G. Thank you. From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, streaming online at krvs.org.
a composition by Ernst von Dohnányi, performed by the BBC Philharmonic, Matthias Bamert conducting Symphony No. 2, Opus 40 in E major. It's 50 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock, coming up at 4, All Things Considered, from NPR News.
Now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture and in our community. The Lafayette Consolidated Government is providing cloth face masks to Lafayette Parish citizens while supplies last. Many places have them available, all of the public libraries in Lafayette Parish and also the City Parish Hall. The Lafayette Public Library was recently awarded the state's highest honor for public libraries. They've expanded services for all of their clients. If you would like to know more about those services and what you can do at the public library, their website is LafayettePublicLibrary.org. Cité des Arts has a new exhibit on display. Rachel Perry's work is featured at the gallery at Cité des Arts. The exhibition of the exhibit Nightlight will run through August 31st. The gallery at Cité des Arts is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday through Friday. For information, the website is citédesarts.org. LIDA is having a virtual-only job fair event on Thursday, August 6th. The virtual LIDA job fair will take place from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Via Brazen online software. If you'd like to know more about this virtual job fair on August 6th, you can go to their website. I believe you need to pre-register, and I think they do have some slots still available for companies. Again, you can stop by the LIDA website or give them a call. The Hilliard University Art Museum has special events online. They are spotlighting different artists that they have in their collection and also that they have shown in their galleries. You can find out more about special events and pages for members and for the general public. You can go to HilliardMuseum.org or artmuseum@louisiana.edu is their email for further information. The Acadiana Symphony Orchestra's website is acadianasymphony.org. They will be announcing their upcoming season soon. They also have a variety of other information and activities that you can do at their website. The Acadiana Center for the Arts has a lot of great information at their site. They are also about to announce their upcoming season as well. There are weekly live conversation with rising artists on Instagram, and you can find out more about those conversations through their website. You can go to their galleries in person in a socially distanced way, or you can view the galleries online. More information at acadianacenterforthearts.org. The Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities has some grant cycles open. The Rebirth grants, both for public humanities programs and then Rebirth grants specifically for public libraries. I believe you need to apply for those by August 31st, and award notifications will be made in October. For information, the website is leh.org. Big Brothers Big Sisters of Acadiana is asking for e-mentoring volunteers. They are moving their mentoring program for the school year online. You can go to their website, acadianabigs.com, or call them for information on how you can become involved in the e-mentoring volunteer program. In Iberia Parish, the Iberia Parish Library has lots of online events for children and young adults. For information, go to their website, or you can give them a call. There's story time and workshops and many other activities. In Lake Charles, the Children's Theater Company has announced its Kids in Showbiz workshop, July 27th through the 31st. For information on registering, you can go to childrenstheater.cc. And the Imperial Calcasieu Museum is planning to have their summer film series that will be in August, Thursdays in August, and also in September. For information, please call the Imperial Calcasieu Museum, or you can stop by their website as well. And thanks again to all of you who participated in our short fundraiser at the end of June. If you didn't have an opportunity to do that, you can make your contribution online now at krvs.org. Just click the red donate button. If you've gotten a renewal card in the mail, you can send that through the mail. Or if you've never donated before, you can contribute online as well. Please stay with us this afternoon and evening. In just a few moments, we will be joining NPR's All Things Considered.
You are listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.